How are you doing today? Good. All right. I want to talk to you this morning about God's love, okay? And so I brought a couple of things with me. Now, in the Bible, there's so many places where it talks about God's love. You know, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, the whole world, God so loved the world, that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life." And another place in Scripture, in Ephesians chapter 3, it talks about God's love. And Paul, who writes Ephesians, he says that he wants us to know how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ. He wants us to know how much He loves us. So I want you to know how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. So I brought some stuff along here this morning. And what is this?
Measure.
What do you do with it?
You measure while you're cooking.
You measure while you're cooking. Very good. All right. Do you do a lot of cooking at home?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. All right, cherry pie for supper. So you measure. But you know, if we were to try and measure God's love with a measuring cup, over in Psalm 23, it says, "My cup overflows." So the cup wouldn't be big enough to measure God's love, would it? No. So that wouldn't work.
It would have to be a giant one.
Yeah, I don't think we could get one big enough. What's this?
Measurer.
It's a measurer. It's a ruler. Okay? And you use it to measure stuff. You could measure, you know, you could measure how wide something was, or, you know, if you were to measure how high something was, well, that'd be pretty good, and you could do that, but you know what? If we were to measure how high God's love is, in the Bible it tells us that God's love is higher than the heavens. So that wouldn't work.
No.
Even if we got a measuring tape, it'd not be long enough to measure. So that wouldn't work. Now, if you want to know how long something is, there's another way to think about it. What am I doing?
Watch.
I'm looking at my... There's a clock right back there. And you measure how long something lasts. Right? I'm sure there'll be folks who'll be checking to see how long the sermon lasts. You know, you think? Have you ever noticed, though? They didn't put that clock up there. They put it back there for me, so I'll know how long it lasts. And you know what? I don't care how long it lasts. But you know what? In the Bible, if we were to use that to measure God's love, it says, God says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." So we couldn't use the clock, couldn't use a watch, couldn't use a ruler, couldn't use a measuring cup. What could we use?
A giant cup.
No. I'll tell you what we could use.
A giant cup that's
In the Bible, it says that God demonstrated, that means He showed us His love in this, in that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. So we could use, what's that in the shape of?
A cross.
A cross. When we see a cross, that can remind us of how much God loves us.
Yes, so because He died for our sins.
That's right.
And He rose again.
That's right. So
and
we
I
think... We thank God because He loved us. Okay, let's bow our heads and let's pray. God, dear God, we thank You for loving us. And Lord, we thank You that we cannot measure Your love with a measuring cup or with a ruler or with a watch. But Lord, You prove by sending Your Son just how much You love us. In Your name I pray. Amen.